This afternoon we have a really interesting interview. We speak to Douglas Kruger. Douglas Kruger is a public speaker and he's also in the domain of mentoring. He joins us this afternoon to chat about various issues. Douglas, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. At the outset, Douglas, perhaps you could begin by telling us about yourself and your story on how you found yourself in the public speaking and mentoring domain.
Yes, I joined an organization called Toastmasters International straight out of school. And at the time, I wasn't even aware that it was possible to make a career out of speaking in any sort of shape, sense, or form. But the longer I was involved in the industry, the more I discovered that in fact it was an industry. And I've now been working as a professional speaker for the last, I think, 13, going on 14 years. And I write books and speak on the same content.
Interesting, undoubtedly. You know, when people speak about careers, no one would have thought of that as a career.
Yeah, it's not something that you're ever told in school. I mean, one of the examples that whenever we talk about careers, one of the wealthiest men from the last century was Charles Schulz, who drew the comic strip Peanuts. And again, that's not the kind of advice we're given in school in terms of career options, but that sort of thing is out there.
Does the art of presenting in the modern era needs a serious shake-up and a relook?
Yes, absolutely. I've just released a new book called How to Make Your Point Without PowerPoint. And the goal here is to try to end a lot of corporate suffering where people rely on the program of PowerPoint and actually undermine the strength of their own message. I find to a large extent realistically what we want to do is actually get good at public speaking itself. And unfortunately what tends to happen is we use PowerPoint as a substitute. You know, the program itself is not an issue. It's the way that it's used. It's almost used as a crutch. And whenever we prepare a presentation, our orientation tends to be wrong. Rather than ask, what are our goals? How do we engage and persuade? What we tend to do is boot up our first slide and say, what font should I use for the title?
Yes, that is so common, as you put it out. Now, if one is doing the presentation, as the book suggests, can we really make the point without using PowerPoint?
You know, I actually believe you can be more effective without it. I use it quite often in my own presentations. And from time to time, as happens in South Africa, you know, the power goes off and you're forced to speak without it. And I find almost without fail, my presentations are the better for it. Because you're forced to engage, you're forced to really get into the heart and soul of public speaking, which is telling great and compelling stories, connecting with an audience, and really persuading hearts and minds. And I find actually that the staccato rhythm of pulling up a slide and then explaining it can actually do more damage than good.
I found myself in similar situations where there's been a problem with the power or the computer or something, and suddenly the slides are gone and you find yourself feeling helpless and that now you're disadvantaged, and it's because of that dependence on the PowerPoint itself.
Yeah,
I suppose
absolutely.
We depend on that.
And in fact, there are such simple ways of getting around that sort of thing. You know, by and large, we tend to use PowerPoint as our notes. And I think that's the first thing that goes wrong. You know, we're worried about forgetting what we wanted to say, and we take all of our information, all of our research, and we slather it onto slides, and we simply read it off the screen. There are very simple ways of remembering the things that you wanted to say. And I'll give you just one of the examples that I use in the book, which is a structure that you can simply repeat over and over again called PSA, which is simply point, story, application. Now, if you have, for example, a 60-minute slot to fill on an agenda, you only need 5 or 6 profound points. And to really make them come alive, you simply repeat that formula, which is deliver your point, tell a story that helps to illustrate the point, and then show the audience how they can actually apply it in their own lives. So point, story, application. And in a scenario like that, all you have to remember is your 5 basic points, and you'll know which story attends to which point.
That is interesting, you know, bit of information as to how one can go about remembering things. In terms of the PowerPoint itself, are you on the saying that, you know, it's not useful at all, or is it the way that we are using it?
In fact, the second way that you expressed it there is spot on. The program itself is not inherently a problem. It's just that we've become so reliant on it that we don't even think about the actual goals of a presentation or the goals of a speech before we begin. And in fact, what also tends to happen is that we hemorrhage time into the design of slides. And that's the wrong orientation. We should be putting that much time and that much energy, the bulk of our time and energy, into asking, who is this audience? What are their needs? What are my goals? And what do I want them to think, feel, or believe, or do at the end of this presentation. And what we tend to do, as I say, though, is we waste so much time creating slides that we actually lose sight of the genuine goals. So the slides, the program itself, is not really the problem. The problem is that our orientation, our thinking is wrong as a result of using it.
Throughout history and in modern day history also, there has been speeches that have been delivered that have resonated and have become memorable and historic ones. Yes, we can. I have a dream. I'm an African. These are some of these speeches of politicians and leaders over the last 50 or 100 years. Has there ever been a PowerPoint speech that has become memorable?
Not one that I can think of. And in fact, I think one of the reasons that or PowerPoint-free speeches tend to enter into the public consciousness is that they have to, by definition, they have to be beautifully written. So it's the agility and the color of the language that we remember. And when you're sort of pointing to a screen and showing an image, you're almost undermining your own potential for the agility of language. And in fact, it's actually quite interesting that language can be more powerful than a visual. We often think that it's the other way around, but there's a lot of research that shows that it's not. One small example, there are divisions of NASA that have started banning PowerPoint. And their reasoning is, they say that language is much more agile than imagery. And they say what tends to happen is when you force ideas through the internal language structure of slides, it subtly alters the ideas themselves. And they say you can actually achieve more and be much more agile and distinct using language alone.
When you talk about using language and the art of public speaking, is it somewhat fading with time because of technology and other things?
Sadly, I think that is very much the case. And it's one of those art forms that really we would be the poorer for losing. But it is a great opportunity and advantage for those who are willing to study it and willing to take it seriously. Because as speakers, and particularly in the corporate world, as presenters become increasingly lazy and rely on the idea that they can simply read off slides, it presents a massive opportunity for those who are willing to genuinely study the art and actually excel at it. You know, it's no longer just the case that you stand out slightly. You end up being head and shoulders above those who have not learned the skill.
What's your message to aspiring public speakers?
Well, firstly, find out how much it is possible to love speaking. I started off as a fairly shy kid, and I found that speaking really drew me out, and I discovered that I absolutely loved getting in front of an audience and having the time available to build and express an idea. So I would say fall in love with it first. But realistically, and I think this is my primary message, the best speaking is simply this. Make a point, tell a story. Make another point, tell another story. And in doing that, you can move hearts and minds. And that's quite an honor and quite a privilege.
Powerful words, undoubtedly. Douglas, we really appreciate the time you've taken out to chat to us.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
All the best with your book, and we hope it will be one of the best-selling books in South Africa.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. That was Douglas Kruger, professional speaker and mentor trainer, speaking to us about public speaking. And an interesting point that he's making is that how to make your point without PowerPoint. There's been a move in this direction, everybody thinking that you need to have a PowerPoint presentation to make an effect or to show that you're in tune with technology, but that's not necessarily the case.